Hello?
Hello, good evening. I'm from the team of research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. Is this Mr. Jeffrey?
Yeah.
Mr. Jeffrey, can you please help me out with a quick survey real quick? I promise you I'm not going to ask you no personal information, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry, sir? 0 to 2, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, or 41 and up?
Thirty-five years.
Okay, so it will be between 26 and 40 years, right?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. What is your primary branch of the trade, sir? Stone mason, marble mason helper or finisher? Bricklayer, PCC restoration.
Bricklayer.
Thank you. On the last job that you work on, were you improver, finisher or helper, journey level mechanic or foreman?
Foreman.
Thank you. And are you currently working at the trade at this moment, sir? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed that is unable to find work when you wanted to work, sir, over the past 2 months? You would say
Zero.
0 weeks? Okay, thank you. Have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year? Yes or no?
No.
What?
Okay. In the past 2 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
What was that?
In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership? Yes or no?
No.
Okay, thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are more construction projects, fewer construction projects, or about the same number as there was this time last year, sir? The same, fewer, or more?
Probably more.
Thank you. Do you get the sense that there are more union construction projects, fewer union construction projects, or about the same numbers as there was on this time last year, sir? More, fewer, or the same?
About the same.
Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or any of them? Yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Thinking about the last job on which you worked, sir, do you know whether it was funded primarily private through your state or local government or through the federal government, or you don't know? Privately, state or local government, or federal government?
Well, I don't understand the question.
Thinking about the last job on which you work on, do you know whether it was found primarily private through your state or local government or through the federal government, or you don't know? Privately, state or local government, or federal government?
I'm not sure the la I'm not sure it's either federal or state.
Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now? About the same or more unemployment than now, sir? More than now, the same or less?
Unemployment? Oh, I don't know, about the same, probably.
Okay. Now, looking at your family's economy situation, sir, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get better, get worse, or stay about the same?
Stay the same.
Now, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job, sir? The first one is going to be heat and cold, falling objects, fall risks, COVID-19, dust and air quality, no real safety concerns, or unsafe power tools.
No real concerns.
Thank you. Have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months, sir? Yes, in person,
Yes.
yes, online, or no?
In person.
Thank you. Please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months, sir. The first one is union organizing. Yes or no?
No.
The last two, sir, picketing?
Nope.
And the last one, political canvassing?
No.
Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly? Regularly, occasionally, thank you.
Okay.
Changing the subject on the world beyond the union, sir. Please rank the following news sources from the one you are most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The first one is going to be the internet or social media.
What is social media?
Yeah, that's yes, sir.
Yeah. TV.
Okay. What about local TV news programming? Would that be the first one or the last one? After the internet or social media?
First one.
All right. And the second one is going to be the internet or social media. And the, what about the third one? Would it be radio? What you think about radio?
Radio.
Okay. The fourth one is going to be friends and neighbors.
I don't know. Social media, I don't pay attention to at all.
What about print or online newspaper?
Internet stuff, I don't pay attention to at all.
Okay. What about cable news?
No.
The fifth one. And the last one, friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
Would that be the first one, second one, third one, fourth one, fifth one, or sixth one? Friends and neighbors.
The last one.
Okay, thank you. Now, on which of the following issues matter most to you right now, sir? Immigration, foreign policy, the environment, support for labor unions, jobs and economy, healthcare, education, or something else?
I would say healthcare and environment.
Thank you. And as you might know, BAC supports the application of Davis Bacon standards to federal finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about Davis Bacon Act, sir? Yes, I heard a lot about it. Yes, I heard some about it. Or yes, I heard a little bit. Or no?
A little bit.
Okay. And as you might know, the Davis Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wage to construction workers on federally financed projects. Will you say it is not important at all? Not so important, somewhat important, or very important at all, sir?
It's something that would be very important to have, to keep in there.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you believe the Democratic Party of the Republican Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act? Democratic Party, Republican Party, both or neither?
Which one would save it?
Yes.
The Democratic Party would.
As you might know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UA, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stanley's over dispute regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more on this dispute, sir? The United Auto Workers, or the GM, Ford, or Stanley's?
The workers.
The United Auto Workers much more, or the United Auto Workers somewhat more?
I support the auto work, United Auto Workers.
Okay. And lastly, sir, please indicate if you disapprove or approve the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following one. The first one is of the economy. Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove, or disapprove strongly?
Approve.
Somewhat or strongly, sir?
Strongly.
Thank you. And healthcare, approve strongly or disapprove strongly?
Approve strongly or approve against it?
Yes. Do you approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly about
somewhat.
Healthcare? Okay. And immigration?
Strongly.
strongly approve?
Yeah.
Okay. What about foreign affairs? Approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly, or neither?
Somewhat.
Somewhat approve or disapprove?
Approve.
Okay. And his job as president overall? Approve strongly, approve somewhat, disapprove somewhat, or disapprove strongly?
Approve somewhat.
Support for labor unions. Approve strongly, disapprove strongly, or approve somewhat, or disapprove somewhat?
Approve somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you approve or disapprove of the way Congress is handling his job, sir? Will you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove, or neither?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, are you registered to vote?
Uh-huh.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
I'll vote.
Probably vote or almost a chance
vote.
To vote?
I will vote.
If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, who will you vote for, sir, or other? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or other?
Biden.
Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, and retirement security and safety, yes or no?
Do I get enough information?
Do you find it useful? Yes.
Somewhat, yeah.
So would that be yes, no, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Turning back to back, how will you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, use fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
And how will you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, use fair, good, or excellent?
Poor.
Use poor, okay. Okay, the last three questions, sir. How could the union best improve its representation and services? Can you please tell me on your own words, please?
What they can do to better represent us?
Yes. Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what to say. I don't necessarily feel that they represent everybody.
All right. Everybody. All right. Give me 1 second here. Give me 1 second. All right, and the last two, sir. What do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on, Mr. George? Can you please tell me in your own words, please? Hello?
Undecided. Probably securing more union.
Okay, go ahead.
Employees.
You said undecided, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union, sir? Would that be job site, email, text, union meetings, or mail?
Meetings.
Okay, and how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are more important to the back? Never, once a year, a couple times a year, or four or more times a year, sir?
whenever it's time to vote?
The answers that I have for you is four or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never.
Couple times a year.
Couple times a year. One second. Now, I would like to ask a few questions for satirical purposes only, sir. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or other?
Democrat.
Okay. Now, will you call yourself a strong Democrat, not a very strong Democrat, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Just to make sure that we have representing everybody, sir, can I please ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, your first name is Mr. Jeffrey, right?
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Jeffrey, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of your weekend, okay? Have a good night,
yep,
sir. Thank you. And it was